Hi, everybody. I'm Jim.
I'm Brian.
And this is, we're here at Maker Expo with Stephanie from Hive Waterloo Region.
Hello. How are you?
I am great, if hungry. It's lunchtime. What are we going to do? We're all a little starving down here. But so can you tell us about Hive Waterloo Region and some of the things they're up to?
For sure. So I guess the first thing to mention is that we are the newly created not-for-profit that is taking over from the Year of Code Waterloo Region campaign.
Yes, indeed.
That finished at the end of June,
mm-hmm.
which was very fun. And then we sort of took a break over the summer, and now we are back at it full speed, and we are carrying on the same kind of work. So digital literacy teaching, helping people find resources in the region to learn about mm-hmm. computers and coding and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are some of the workshops that you run? Do you have an age focus?
We do tend to focus primarily on youth if we're restricted. That's definitely our first audience.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of programming in the library in the past, for instance, and having drop-in sessions. Kids can come in and learn how to code.
Mm-hmm.
We try to focus on minorities as well. So, for instance, we ran the Hacker Girls program in March, and we want to keep that going as well.
Excellent.
So that was girls in elementary school. However, we're not restricted to just kids. We are running some stuff for adults. We're going to be picking up the Women, Wine, and Code event sometime this fall again.
Oh, nice.
Helping seniors, you know, learn how to use their smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you, I mean, as a maker, obviously coders are makers. That is without question. You have a long history of helping out women in tech in town. And
it's true.
Working in tech in general. What drives you to do the work that you do?
Well, I studied electrical engineering in university, mm-hmm. and I went straight from there into the local tech scene. And I worked there on and off for about 15 years. And over time, you realize that things are not as equitable or as I can't even say it. It's not a meritocracy as much as people want to believe that.
Definitely.
And once you start thinking about that, I mean, diversity often becomes sort of all about white women.
Mm-hmm.
But diversity goes far, far beyond that. So what we're trying to do with Hive is to reach out to everybody who might not be able to enter the tech scene. And I'm just doing it because I noticed it was a challenge for me as a woman, but it's a challenge for a lot of other people too, and it should be open to more people.
Yeah.
So
what's Hive doing today at Maker Expo?
Right now we're fundraising. We have a lot of programs we want to do. The Hacker Girls program, for instance, is something we want to be running again this fall because we had such success with it in the spring. All the girls that were taking part, the teachers, the parents that saw it, we heard mm-hmm. nothing but incredibly positive feedback.
That's incredible.
Reading the testimonials and the feedback from the girls on their forms after the program, you're just reading these things and they're saying, like, now I realize I can do this. And you're like, yes, this is why I'm doing this. So we want to do that. I want to start a bit of a project looking into the diversity stats in Waterloo Region and, mm-hmm. more importantly, what we can do to make it better. And just trying to provide examples for girls, young women, for people of color in the region who are trying to feel like they want to fit into this field.
Man, so here at Wutsu Riot, we always say that we make each other brave, but it sounds like what you're sort of trying to build is a world where people don't have to be brave to do things.
Honestly, yeah. I started sort of this coding teaching journey with Hackademy in 2013.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the first things we did there, we were looking at, well, there's lots of things we could do. We could do it all about women or girls. But I find if you talk about the problem a lot, it may not be the best way to do it. So I would rather mm-hmm. provide a venue, and this is what we tried to do originally with Hackademy, just a completely level playing field. We don't call out the problems or the access or the barriers to access, but we do try to remove them wherever possible, quietly.
Absolutely. So where can people find Hive Waterloo Region online?
So we are now at Hive, H-I-V-E, W-R.ca, or
Excellent.
Facebook, or Twitter, and
Absolutely.
We're going to get Instagram going.
And all of that will be in the show notes as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. Do you have any final reflections on Maker Expo or some of the experiences you've had here?
I'm having a lot of fun. It's pretty great. We are teaching kids to build apps, and I actually ended up making our sign myself on paper. There was no code involved, and it was just so much fun. So there are
beautiful sign.
Many aspects of makering that I haven't done lately, and I'm enjoying looking at them too. So,
awesome. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, Steph. Nice to see you again.
Thank you.